Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, October 3rd. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning is the director of the Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged and Revised. Coming up October 8th through the 13th at the University Playhouse at A&M Commerce, and she's Samantha Grace. Birthdays today, novelist Thomas Wolfe, the author of Look Homeward, Angel, and You Can't Go Home Again, born on this day in 1900. Novelist Gore Vidal, born October 3rd, 1925. Civil rights leader Al Sharpton, 59 today. And the great Stevie Ray Vaughan, born on this day in 1954. He'd also be 59 today. On 1951, in this day, baseball's famous shot heard round the world, the walk-off homer of Bobby Thompson that gave the New York baseball Giants the National League championship over the Brooklyn Dodgers, as described by Giants radio broadcaster Russ Hodges.
Back of throws. There's a long pass.
On October 3rd, 1990, East and West Germany reunited as the Republic of Germany after being separated for 45 years after World War II. On this day in 1995, O.J. Simpson was acquitted of murdering his wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman.
Superior Court of California, County of Los Angeles. In the matter of the people of the state of California versus Orenthal James Simpson, case number BA097211. We, the jury, in the above entitled action, find the defendant, Orenthal James Simpson, not guilty of the crime of murder in violation of Penal Code Section 187A, a felony upon Nicole Brown Simpson, a human being, as charged in count one of the information.
The number one song on the charts on this day in 1957, Jimmy Rogers with Honeycomb.
Honeycomb from a million trips, made my baby's lips so honeycomb. Oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own. Got a hank of hair and a piece of bone that made a walking, talking honeycomb. Well, honeycomb, oh, won't you be my baby? Well, the honeycomb be my own.
On the KETR events calendar, enjoy the Murder Mystery Dinner Theater presentation of Murder on the High Seas, A Pirate's Voyage, at 6:30 p.m. Friday evening at the Fletcher Warren Civic Center in Greenville. Tickets are $15 and include your meal and the entertainment. Tickets are available in the lobby of the American National Bank of Greenville. And for more information, call 903-457-3144. 903-457-3144 for Murder on the High Seas, A Pirate's Voyage, Friday night in Greenville. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Samantha Grace, who is an instructor with a theater program at A&M Commerce and director of a new play coming up October 8th through the 13th in the Black Box Theater of the Performing Arts Center. And it is The Complete Works of William Shakespeare, Abridged and Revised.
Yes, it is.
And I have to say that sounds rather ambitious.
A wee bit. The play basically follows these three guys who have written this play, and they have decided to take all the works of William Shakespeare and condense it down to an hour and a half. And so anyone who's familiar with any of the abridged works knows that mayhem will ensue and hilarity then follows. So it's going to be a crazy, hilarious night of theater.
So this is sort of a play within a play?
It is, actually. It starts off with the three guys talking about, you know, William Shakespeare and how he's very prolific and how we still study him today. And then they think it's a great idea to take all of these works and edit them down. And so they start off with Romeo and Juliet, and then we get started on a journey, and we see all of the shows from there on out.
Now, the publicity on this, not for your production in particular, but just reading about it online, says all 37 Shakespeare plays in 97 minutes.
Yes, they hit every single Shakespeare show in one form or another. So they're all there.
You know, really, for people who don't know Shakespeare, this is kind of, I know that people who are purists would disagree with this, but this is sort of a primer. This is, you learn a lot about Shakespeare in one evening.
Well, I will say, I knew a lot about Shakespeare going into it, myself, being, my background being theater, but I will also say I've learned quite a bit from the show, just about the other shows involved and shows that I had never studied before, other Shakespearean works that I wasn't so familiar with. So it's a great evening for people who really love Shakespeare and for people who rather dislike Shakespeare.
Well, as a matter of fact, one of the reviews said, if you love Shakespeare, you'll love the play. If you don't like Shakespeare, you'll love the play.
Yes.
You win either way.
Yes, it's a win-win.
Yeah.
It definitely is.
Yeah. Some of the information I read on it compares it to Monty Python.
Yes, it has a lot of Monty Python veins to it. It has a because they are taking the works and condensing them down, and it's almost like little skits almost. And so it has a very almost English humor, very dry humor to it, to some aspects of it. And so it does have a bit of a Monty Python feel, which of course is something I grew up with as well. I love Monty Python, and so this just seemed to lend itself to something I'd like to be a part of as well.
Yeah. And the longest running comedy in London's West End?
This is it. The complete works of William Shakespeare abridged.
Well, so it's got a great track record.
It does.
Yeah. Any challenges in directing this, in particular with college students?
Sometimes it's a little bit challenging at first to get everyone on the same page, but once everyone clicks over, as I like to call it, they make that connection, and all of a sudden they have a light bulb moment, and they all of my actors have had this beautiful light bulb moment in rehearsals where all of a sudden it's like, oh, this makes sense. This makes sense. This is funny. And I was like, yes, yes, it is. And so there hasn't been challenges, so to say, but it has been one of those just a little bit different working with the students versus professional actors. But they're actually better than most professional actors I've worked with. Don't tell any of the professional actors I said that.
Now this is in the Black Box Theater, and for people who are not familiar with it, that means the seating is very, very limited.
Yes, we are pushing, at max, we are pushing 70 seats in the Studio Theater at the Performing Arts Center. So if anyone's interested in a seat, they would definitely need to make a reservation for the performance.
Do not take it for granted that you can walk up and definitely. And in particular, not get two seats together.
Yes, that usually can also be a problem because they're not seats sold like seat 1 through 3. They're just randomly assigned. You come in and pick your seat.
So what about reserving tickets?
Yes, you can call the box office, the University Playhouse box office. The phone number is 903-886-5900, and they can call anytime in the afternoons from 1 until 5, and someone can take the reservations.
Tickets very reasonably priced?
Yes, for students with student IDs. Now, this also includes any student on campus and high school students, is $5. For senior citizens, is $10, and for adults, is $15.
Okay, Samantha Grace, who is with the theater program at the university and upcoming in the University Playhouse, the complete works of William Shakespeare, abridged and revised October 8th through the 13th. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.